obviously, welcome to the first episode of Adult From L's podcast, innit? It's been a long time coming, but by God's grace, 2024, bro, we're working, man. Obviously, today, I bought the Outlaws for the first episode. So, I'ma go around, innit? Man, tell me a bit about yourself and what you do.
Alright. My name's Riz. Riz the Outlaw, you feel me? Fashion designer, creative director, whatever you want to call it. Also on a brand called the Outlaw Click. Yeah, that's really me. I ain't got not too much to say, still.
So, are you sleeping?
My bad. I'm bro. Nah, obviously. Obviously, same blank here, man. You know what I'm saying? Producer, DJ, Lich, man.
So. You got Zemo here, music producer. You need any beats from me? You know they're asking it. For us, man.
Nah, you can promote yourself.
Obviously, Jeff GRV, Jeff Grove, and a rapper, artist, whatever you want to call it. Get me. That's it, still.
It's La Rock, innit? Rapper. Fashion nigga. Content creator. Gal taker. Just a puker, innit? That's it.
Obviously, though, for the man that don't know, what is the Outlaw, then? What does it mean?
Alright, so... The Outlaws, yeah. Let me tell you the story behind it, innit? It's a bit of a weird one, still. So originally, it was my brand name, innit? That was my whole alias. So I found it on like a random word generator. I was like, yo, this sounds hard. And so then I went on the internet, find out what it means. And it meant like being away from the law. So anyone can do anything to you in a sense, innit? But obviously that, it wouldn't make sense if what Usman do in terms of creativity. So man's made a rendition of it in a way. So our definition, or what I think is like, being an outlaw is like doing something different to what society seems as normal, in a way, because like, all those men are from Leeds, innit? And Leeds is a place where like, being creative, there's not really a staple of anyone that's creative, and cause it's not really like shown upon because people hate, people are scared to see what man are going to say. So when Usman came out and started doing what we're doing in terms of a different way on approaching fashion, music, different beats, content creation, everything, that's what outlaw means, innit? And like, it's not secluded to just Usman. If man are, if you feel like you fit that,
so anyone can join the tip.
Not anyone can join.
What's the criteria, bro? What's the criteria?
Outlaw is just someone that breaks the rules, bro. We just don't listen to society's norms, bro. We just do everything different, bro.
Like you can't be scared. You can't let negative comments get to you. Like I've talked to some people, and they'll be like, "Yo, I want to do music. I want to do that." And you're telling me, "Wanna do that?" Bro, just do it. Like, don't be scared of what people say and that stuff.
Nah, I'll be real though. Not anyone can join Outlaws.
What's the criteria? Like, what do you need to join it from?
You need to not give a fuck.
And you need to be fly as well, bro. If you can't put that shit on, don't even bother like messaging anybody here. That's just me personally. I'll be so real.
Yeah, you gotta have a leather piece as well.
Everyday leather, Jesus. Everyday leather, man.
And you need a boot of some kind. And I'm not talking football boots. I'm on about serious leather boots. Tables, anything.
So would you man say that you dress different from like? Like a UK guy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
From an average UK guy.
I feel like a lot of UK man just do the B22s with the skinny jeans and like the Mary top. But bro, there's more than that, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Obviously, everyone's got their own swag in it, so I'm not going to hate on someone else's drip. But I just personally don't like F with that styling. I think Usman go on style and stick to it properly in it. So.
I feel like even, like, man say UK nigga, like, I don't even class myself as a UK nigga to that.
So I thought you were born and bred here from...
Nah, I'm African-American.
When I learned to the calm, man.
You might can't say that.
But nah, the way Usman dressed, though, like, it's not something everyone can do, innit? Like, obviously, it's good to try out new shit and that, but a lot of people in the UK, they just like to... They just want to fit in it.
Nah, I hear it.
Man are too...
Follow trend.
Man are even open-minded, bro. They don't want to... Try to see what else I would like, which is peak, innit?
So if you man say dress different, what do you say to the man that say like you're doing too much or you're overdoing it? Do you
get that? Because I'd be getting called goth, emo, everything under the sun. You know what I'm trying to say?
But whoever makes sense, yo, bro, y'all be calling me gay and that all
the time. See, swear.
What I'm trying to say,
but like that don't mean nothing though.
They don't mean. People just call us that weird. Anything we do, a whole like a stake in a way weird. But then you look at them. And you analyze them, and don't have a right to talk, bro. That man there, yeah, you look at their closet, there's two bottoms, one pair of shoes.
It'll be the same girl wearing an SST and that, fam.
You know what I'm trying to say?
So the issue with a girl wearing SST?
Yes.
No.
Obviously, each to their own, but SSTs, fam. I'll never let no one, not even in a hierarchy, but anyone that dresses in a funky way, themselves, but don't even try to comment, fam, because it doesn't make sense, bro.
Nah, no bullshit,
though. So, your man dressed different, was it to stand out, or just that's who you, man?
I just feel like from young as well, I feel like I've just been different from a lot of people, innit? Mm. Some like music wise as well, like a lot of people make drill and shit. I just never made drill, like I just started doing different shit, because I've just always felt different, I just feel like not like everyone else.
You rap about what you live, LA.
Yeah, I say I rap about what I live. I rap about what I live.
Depends
on the topic, innit? Mm. Might exaggerate when man I talk about the bands, innit? But when I'm talking about the ill shit, and you know what I'm saying, that's all facts. Like,
let me ask you, what does that mean, then?
What does that mean, Ken?
The ill.
Like, when I'm talking about, like, let's say, like, drugs or gal or partying.
Or vomit. I heard that one a few times, bro. Because like a guy like me, I wouldn't know what that means, innit? But obviously to him.
Nah, because I vomit every morning, innit? You get one?
You need to tell me about that, bro. Actual vomit.
Yo, the whole concept of
vomit. What's the concept?
So it's like, you see how if you're at an event or a party, you drink so much that you vomit.
Yeah.
To me, that's like living life to the fullest, innit?
Yeah.
That you're doing like so much just to catch a vibe, you know what I'm saying? So like I say vomit as in a way like
you do that every day.
Yeah, just like just put everything into whatever you're doing it until you fucking pass out, until you like you're overdose.
See if you address it like that. It makes more sense, innit? Because man came into the room and said, yo, can I vomit in here? I'm thinking, bro, what are you on about?
Nah, but you know what it is though, I'm not trying to sound too happy in that. I don't want to be on the David Goggins thing.
motivating
man and
that. Nah, you run 10 miles and never see
someone.
Nah, it's never that. Nah, I was going to say though, so you man that make music, any songs coming out or nothing?
We got some shit there. If you're locked into our Instagrams, TikToks, bro, you'll see a lot of shit in it.
I got a song I'm going to drop like next month. Yeah. I'm waiting on this nigga to drop.
Chat to me about Gyaldem Galore and then.
Gyaldem Galore, yeah.
They love that one on TikTok, man.
That's a song still. So obviously
the concept behind that one?
Based on a true story still.
Yeah, go through the lyrics, bro, for the man that wrote the lyrics. Or you can even just like,
so
you can even make it.
The most iconic lyric from the song is "Bang that thing on the set, innit?" So stuff happens, innit?
Yeah, living that.
Yeah, like living
it. Obviously, including myself, innit? You man moved to Manny for uni and that. What's he been saying?
Manny?
No, alright. Let's say Manny first, and then we'll chat about the uni, fam.
Manny's Gara, bro. Especially like for me, I don't know about these man, but like. Money's so good for like networking, traveling, you're in the middle, and like I feel like if you do something big here, like you want to do an event or something, people are more likely to come here than if niggas went uni in like Sheffield or something. Like money's a good city.
In terms of creativity as well, money's lit, because back what I was saying, Leeds is like creative wise it's so dry. There's no like stand up musician you can say. Like money, you can say there's H, Bugs Malone, Berms, you can say.
There's even Nems as well.
When you think of Yorkshire, bro, when you're thinking Yorkshire pudding and the food, bro, you're not thinking creative.
Like you've been in Leeds for so long that everyone just like kind of generic to you. Do you get what I mean? Why there's no standout.
Nah, you know what it is. Like obviously there's big names in Leeds, innit?
Mm.
But like a lot of them are shit though. The songs are repetitive.
Yeah.
And it's cool. Like you might have the platform or the market and shit like that. But when man if man sit down and listen to through your songs, there's not a song where man are going to be like, yo, this is timeless. Or like, this is like...
Jeff, you're saying that yesterday as well, isn't it?
Music being I don't really think anyone in Leeds got a legacy like that. No one really in Leeds that's like... like Leeds, there's no name to Leeds, you know what I'm trying to say? But whereas London, you can name hella people, but Leeds is not like that.
Same with Burns, Money, that's why.
No,
yeah, that's why we had to move to Money.
But do you, man, let's say, you, man, that make music, do you think, like, you, man, are different to them, man? That you, man, are saying, like, their music's not timeless and things like that?
Yeah.
But, like, in what sense?
Yeah, like, I mean, for me, I only just started taking music seriously, like, very recently, innit? And, like, I might have dropped a few songs, but now I'm really putting the time into it and shit like that. I'm just starting out. But I know, like, for my sound, though, I won't even say different to the man in Leeds, like, I'd say, bro, even in the UK, bro, I don't think there's many man making my type of music in the UK.
Okay.
And, like, bro, when you speak about Leeds, realistically, it's just drill, fam. Unless you're talking about the girl, it's just drill.
Unless you're talking about the girl.
It's literally Afro Swing or John. Afro Swing's dead, man. Afro Swing's dead, bro.
Nah, drill is even worse, G.
Yeah,
drill. That shit made me throw up my speakers, fam.
But man don't like stepping out of their comfort zone, bro. A lot of you rappers, you don't like stepping out of your comfort zone, which obviously each to their own, innit? But if you wanna, I feel like to make it.
I just feel like these men are scared though. And that's what us men are not scared of. You man are.
That's why man are the outlaws, son. That's what I was saying before.
Nah, that's facts though. Cause like man would rather take the easy route and like get like big and shit like that quickly, innit?
Mm.
But like you see what us man are thinking long term. Cause like you gotta think, over the course of a few years, if man have like a catalogue, bro. Like, even if, say, if man, like, drop a shit album in, like, 3-5 years, man can still go back and be like, yeah, but there's these songs here, innit?
You say you man are versatile with it, as in, like, you could hop on anything, no homo.
Bro, I got R&B, I got pop music.
Mm.
Bro, I got shit, you can, whatever mood you're in, you can listen
to it. Whatever mood, fam.
But that's why, like, I'm gonna just take my time with this shit.
Yeah, bro, I hear it, bro.
What about you, Jeff, though, man?
No category, still. Just make music.
On anything?
Just make music. So it just depends how I'm feeling, innit, bro? Yeah. I'll stick to the trap more time, but it just depends how I'm feeling on the day, innit? I feel like I want to jump on some R&B, but
there's no. Honestly, the man that make beats, what's different to you, man, then?
Nah, with beats, yeah. I feel like, well, how I started first, I started like a year and a half ago, innit? Just making beats. I was like, the story behind it was like, my brother bought me a PC and he said, yo, G, you wanna, what, start making beats? I said, why are you
laughing, man? Don't
let him talk, man, let him talk.
I can't talk, man.
I'm smiling because I'm happy, man. Zima,
you're sweating,
man. So obviously, he asked me, what, do I wanna make beats, innit? I said, yeah, why not? So man got FL Studio, yeah. So obviously, at first I was shitting it. I feel like everyone starts out like,
I'm just wiping my nose, man.
But obviously, by the time passing it, man got a little bit better in it. Man started, what, going through different genres and that shit. Like, obviously, man got the trap, the pop, you got the R&B.
You got pop beats?
Yeah, man.
So do you share your beats to them, man?
Blood, this is what I'm saying. Man, preach, bro.
How are you producing lots of them beats?
Bro, like, you gotta understand that, like, as a producer, bro, if you come up with an artist, whether it's me, Jeff, or anyone else in the underground, bro, and man build like a catalogue of hits, you see, like, with like Yeet and Filthy, like, shit, bro, like, I feel like you get way more recognition.
Zima,
like,
who's sending the beats to?
No, you see me, what I do, I go on, you got TikTok right there, because I also post on TikTok, and I'm now starting to go daily in that, in TikTok. Now I'm seeing a bit, like, bigger growth in it. People are following me, producers, artists, actually hit me up to see, can I get a beat in that? Okay, link with me to you, like.
But send it to your brethren first, huh?
Obviously, I'm lazy, like, sending shit, innit? Because I need to fix up in it, but, like.
No, but as long as you know you need to fix up, I feel like that's the first step of improvement, bro.
Too many men are in denial, bro. They're not even trying to own the mistakes and develop
this. About the beats and what makes your beats different from
cozy,
compared to everyone else? Don't be sleeping on the set as well, man.
I'm not got the cushion bed.
What makes me different? I don't know, man, but man started this music thing from young, innit? Like, man's always been interested in, like, just music. I can't, like, man grew up in a musical family, innit? So it's like,
yeah.
Was he doing the drums in church?
No? Yeah, I can't.
Oh, that's not how to start. I go from drums to keyboard, from guitar.
You know what I'm saying?
I never made it up to the violin.
To choir leader.
Choir leader's game. So he played drums and piano at the same time?
Nah, same time is crazy.
How possible, bro?
Nah, but yeah, like, man can play drums, keyboard, bass guitar, like.
Well, was that by force or because your pops said,
not even, it's like, I've just always been fascinated, like, bro, I just used to go and, like, stand behind the man playing a minute, so, like, I was like, yo, this is cold, like, I want to do this, innit? Cool, man, start off with drums. Let me go keyboard. Keyboard's techie, you know what I'm saying? Keyboard's
techie, I never got that.
Yeah, piano's techie, man, like, I was like, yo, you know what, let me go to bass and that, so, like, I'll say like my most like skillful instrument that like, I can play on is like the bass and it. And then so like in my beats, like the beats that I create, I always focus around the bass because that's what I feel in it.
Yeah.
It's just, like I can like really resonate with like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, man, that's me, man. It's just like,
I think that's so good because that's so versatile. Like any instrument, bro, you can spin it.
You know what I'm saying? It just makes it easy.
Can man play the xylophone?
I want to talk about money, innit?
Yeah.
Like, uni and money, obviously.
Nah, let him go.
You man all came from Leeds to money, uni, innit? What course do you man do?
I do marketing.
Marketing, yeah.
Software engineering. My niggas locked.
Yeah, we'll go back to that though.
Biomedical science.
Everyone, that's a good course.
Yeah, but man, know them assignments.
That's a good course.
Got man in a headlock.
7,000 words. Oh, what I study? Nah, fashion store. No, not really aliens. Just anything in that bracket.
Harris.
Do you man say like your course is like what you wanna do, like?
Nah, I'll be so real. I don't think I'm gonna graduate uni.
Huh? Yeah, I didn't come uni for uni.
I just
wanted to get out of that hellhole, really.
What, Leeds or your house?
Nah, Leeds. I love home.
Bro, we just came uni to, obviously not solely, but just to network in a sense and like expand on what we were doing originally. Because Leeds, I'll be real, there's only a wall you can get to. Until you can't break that wall down no more, fam.
Obviously, I feel like the more you branch out to different places, obviously, the more you can expand, the more you can network.
Yeah.
Nah, facts, though.
I feel like everyone in their thing, by like, honestly, God willing, innit, by like the time we reach going to third year, I feel like by then, we'll be in a point so steady, like, the way things are going, a point so steady to where uni is even second option and it's not even like mandatory, so then man can think about dropping out, whatever.
Dropping out in third year?
I drop out. What time is it now? I drop out 6, fam. But whenever the time's right, I'm gone. Cause realistically, even if I finish third year, man, I'm gonna use that degree, bro.
But you man don't think you'll use your degree at all, like in what you wanna do,
not
like your career.
Now, obviously, right now, working and shit like that is cool. I mean, I'll work personally, but. Like, as in long term, though, I'm not trying to work here and go home and the man need to sleep early because you got to be up
at night again. Your wife's barking down your ear and like that.
And it's not even like a job that you like, bro. Nah, you're just doing it for the bread. You
that
just,
9-to-5 like sort of routine. It's like a rat race, bro.
It's like an endless cycle.
Yeah, it's a cycle.
Like, you see loads of people, like, I've seen loads of interviews on TikTok, like 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds. Man, I'm asking them, like, what would you tell your younger self? And people are saying, like, do what you want to do because niggas don't want to be in the institution where it's office calls, man, I'm getting called every 5 seconds in that 9-to-5 school gym, and your day starts at like,
and imagine you're working like the same job for like 2 years and nobody's even work at your place.
that has an effect on you, though, really.
You'll
be pissed, like, you have to float at work.
I just think you should just do what you want, innit?
Just listen to home, bro.
Like, if you think work an office job is you, should do your thing. If you want to rap, you should rap. Just do what.
No, too many money. Even parents as well. I understand, like, obviously, parents, you can't disrespect them in a way. But, like, if they say, like, I know a lot of people, obviously, those men are African and nothing, so
I've seen people be like, yo.
Yeah. Like, why are you laughing?
I've seen people's parents be like, yo, you're gonna do nursing, you're gonna do this, and you're just nodding your head saying, yeah, yeah, but deep down, you wanna, let's say you wanna do acting.
Yeah,
but then you're gonna get to 40.
That's like, the thing where they're scared to. It's not like a do what you want, but like they're scared to like be themselves.
No, but man, gotta realize, ethnic like, parents especially, they don't really care about what you do. It's if you can sustain yourself financially and provide for the family.
If you're actually successful, then
legally
successful, or making money. Like,
nah, bro, your parents, you gotta understand. The era our parents grew up in, bro, there was probably no Wi-Fi.
80s, 90s, 70s, no
Wi-Fi. You think there was Wi-Fi back then?
In the 80s, man. Man wasn't on Twitter back then. But there was no social media, so you couldn't.
They grew up in a whole different industry, innit? Where, like, rappers had to give out CDs and shit like that.
On the block.
Yeah, like, it's way different now. And one thing I always say is just don't listen to your parents, innit?
To what extent, though?
In terms of what you want to do in life.
Yeah. Not like, obviously, don't let them control what you want to do.
Yeah, no, obviously, if they're saying, go the dishes and that, you know, just go do it. Yeah. But, like,
for your career.
When it comes to stuff you want to do, like, your mum saying, nah, like Riz was saying, go do nursing. Man, some man will actually be like, yeah, let me go do this.
Yeah,
and they make £13 an hour.
Ruins the mental health, bro. They'll be doing something they don't even
like. I think that's so true about the mental health, because, like, you're already, bro, you're going uni to do something you don't want to do. And then you've got that degree. Bro, and let's say it's nursing, like, I'm not saying girls in particular, but mainly girls, and they're doing this nursing course for maybe 4 or 5 years, bro.
Mm.
At the start, they don't want to do it anyway.
Mm.
And then
they finish.
They've got that degree and it's just in that field.
I feel like they're trapped, innit?
Yeah, bro, you're trapped, bro. You're trapped.
You're trapped, bro.
Huh? What is it?
No, but like, they feel like they're trapped in the thing they're doing in their degree, innit? So it's just peak, and I just feel like they have to work as a nurse, innit, when there's still many options, innit?
I think, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever's giving you money, whether it's temporary, short term, respect the grind. Even same with the work thing, like, if niggas do wanna go that route, there's literally nothing wrong with it, because, bro, not everyone can be a superstar. Yeah,
we need Bin Laden.
So who the super... Who the what?
We need Bin Laden, bro. We need man that are going to manufacture the milk, you feel me? We need farmers and that, bro.
Yeah. Who's the superstar that you know?
Jeff Grove, Riz the Outlaw, Sia Blank, Gazimo, LaRock.
Realistically still.
Man. Anything that makes you man superstars?
Well, you gotta think, like, man is just different, innit? There's no, like, you know what it is? It's not even about just being different or, like, how man dress, bro. It's like, bro, man can put us in a crowd of a bunch of people, bro, and you'll tell, like, bro, we're not a part of this crowd.
Mm.
And, like, we don't move like everyone else. Like, Bear man are just like motive hunting, or they're just smoking weed endlessly, no ambition.
100%.
Mm. Like, man them as a collective and individually, we're trying for a whole different thing. I don't think there's a single person in Leeds or a single group of people in Leeds that are trying as hard as us and in the lane we're in.
Yeah.
Everyone, some man can be trying as hard,
but they might be in some
other, like, boring ass UK lane, bro, like, we're doing a whole different shit. And even if right now we might not be defined as superstars, man, know in due time, bro, it won't even be a question.
It's raps. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's
actually raps.
Yeah, but think about you, man. See, you're all ambitious, innit?
Mm.
Very ambitious. Like, hungry. Hungry.
Well, I'm trying to, bro.
I'm trying to blow.
Nah, but it's just like, being in uni, and seeing the way people, I don't want to live that life.
I feel like I've seen a lot of things on social media, and I've seen people see success in it, and I feel like it just makes it more realistic for me as well. Bro. Like before, when I couldn't really see shit, it just felt like a dream in it. But now I feel like I can actually grab it. Feel like it's right there. I just need to actually go get it. You know what I'm trying to say?
What is it? What's that phrase from?
Later on,
make something into reality.
dreams into
reality. Yeah, that's what I went from. Yeah, what would you man say, like? University helps you, man, network, as in, let's say, like, if you're back in Leeds,
I
would say,
we didn't meet him through uni, though.
I met him through uni.
I just met him.
Money.
But that's, like, you see, with uni, yeah, There's been times, bro, I've been in the elevator and I'm just meeting, man, that do something.
The networking thing is so underrated, though.
It's even even word of mouth is strong. Like, I didn't realise until I came uni. Like, that's true. Let's say you make clothes or you just do something and there's someone that knows you, then they're going to tell their friend, their friend will tell them. Next thing you know, you're going to go somewhere. Mum will recognize it. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Nah,
it makes sense.
It's factual stuff. Uni is really... if you use uni the right way, it's good, isn't it?
If you use it the right way.
Yeah, if you do it the wrong way, going... parties 24/7
or clubbing 24/7.
Nah, but there's breaking your
body. There's nothing wrong with it.
But I'm hearing like there's man here that enjoyed clubbing so much.
Yo, Freshers Week was.
chat to me about Freshers first. Like, when you first landed.
If I could describe Freshers, fam.
Ridiculous.
That was.
I saw you everywhere.
that was in bro. Yo, give me.
That was a reality TV show, fam. That's what it was, bro. It didn't make sense, fam.
That. Yo, reminiscing now, fam. Yo, Freshers was good, man.
I didn't enjoy it that much.
Freshers was brilliant, fam.
Freshers was crazy, bro.
Extravagant. The Shubs in Mania, there were some dead ones, but there was some
liar.
The thing about the moment is the same playlist. These, yo, you promoters, I don't know if you're watching this or not, but change your playlist.
Yeah, man, be doing that.
I'm a piano.
It just goes on a piano, then they'll play Just Wanna Rock like 10 times and like, man, I don't like doing the hip thing, bro. Like, change up a bit. Like,
I'm not done still.
10 times. Unless you got a hand in your system, then fairs, bro. It's jarring all the time.
You know what it is? The Amma hits, yeah, when you're two Maggies down, fam. And you look around and there's bare Africa dancing. That's that's when the Amma hits. But like, man can't be doing like for it for too long. And you know what it is, yeah? You know what pisses me off about some clubs and that? Is that you'll see the same person that go in like Shubs events every week. But they'll still like, they'll hear that one song, they're like,
I'm hearing Nika that have a piano song. Man, I come in like they just got hit with a silver spoon from.
Yo,
you've heard that song at like, every
yo,
single
from time I start seeing that dance routine as well.
Are you man still on the clubbing thing heavy now? Oh.
Nah. I've never been on it.
Before I even came Manny, bro, I didn't even go club once. From it. It's not really.
I mean, that's my first. Like the first time I came clubbing was here.
Yeah,
when I came here.
Yo, you might need a lift, fam.
I don't enjoy it.
I haven't been club since Halloween, innit? Obviously, before that, like, yeah, I won't lie, my was doing it heavy still. But, nah, you know what it is? You gotta experience different shit, innit?
Nah, I do. See if you like it. But Gazimo, though.
What about me?
I know you go clubbing like, I'm hearing you go clubbing like.
Yeah, don't make me back out that video.
Every day, bro. I'm back out every single day.
Bro, Zemo. Don't give Zemo the Henny, man.
Well, are you a heavy drinker?
Nah, I'm not even. But I do buy a lot of drinks, though, like.
You buy the drinks?
How much have you spent on drinks, bro, since you come money? Be honest as well.
Like 12 bottles of Henny.
Bottles of Henny? I'm talking about price, bro. I don't want any Henny bottles.
£50 each. Like,
times 12.
Six bills on Henny.
What the hell?
That's not even making sense, though.
Wait, what?
You know, that's recurring. You know that, innit?
Nah, literally. I wait for what, though?
For what? Just on the day-to-day.
Nah, why you think you gave me that? Six bills
is crazy, my boy.
Obviously, I did bring to the P's and that shit, innit?
Do you get into some dancing after or not?
Oh, like me a couple of times, but like, why?
Well, I don't want to hear no cap on this platform.
It's not allowed.
No cap.
Nah, okay, but laugh.
But man, saying after the Henny, do you get a bit of Tango Shabango or not? Like?
I see.
Nah, man.
No Shabango.
But you man, let's say like. You're back in college now. Would you say you'll still go uni, or would you say like scrap uni and just do your own thing?
No, I'll still go uni.
You'll still go.
The craziest thing is, this nigga Riz changed my life.
This guy was not gonna go uni at all. Speak on it, man.
Obviously, I didn't want to go uni.
I remember you telling me like you weren't gonna go uni.
I was literally not gonna go anything like that. And like, I think it was like the day before application deadline. I rang this guy in it, like. The only person I rang, this nigga answered. I was just telling him, bro, I don't want to go uni. Like, I was just, you know, my man just don't know like what you really want to do and that.
Yeah. Were you, would you say like you're pressured in a sense by anyone or?
Nah, not even a little bit. I don't get into peer pressure like that. That's for idiots. But it's like we're on the phone for like an hour, but this guy's just telling me like, yo, bro, if you do this, like networking and shit like that. It was just explaining to me like what I can really get out of being in the new city, innit?
Yeah.
And that combo changed my whole mindset. Like I applied for uni and shit like that. And it's just like, yeah, like a lot has changed since I've came here, innit? And I know there's way more for me to go and even the man them to go. You get me?
So I've only been in uni for what, 4 or 5 months, and so much has happened to this point. If I'm still in Leeds, I'm saying like 99% of that is not
99%.
The people we've met, in terms of anything,
it's the people that you're around as well. I'm guessing you man have met guys that are like you man, innit?
Yeah, my nigga T-Boss. Yeah.
No, we haven't met a lot.
Do you get what I mean? So obviously, it's gonna build you, man. Not
nah, facts though. And even like just me being in my accommodate, but I'll be banging out like 3, 4, 5 songs every day, innit? Like I've been in the studio all day. When you're at home, like your mum's gonna be doing get the groceries. Yeah. Well,
stop making noise and
that. Is uni not lonely though? I think uni is so lonely.
Nah.
You don't think it's lonely?
I don't think it's lonely.
I feel like hustling though. Like let's say you got an ambition or a goal, it's gonna be lonely, bro. Like the road.
I think
to,
at times. Nah.
I don't really feel. I don't feel. I feel, but I understand them when I come from
home. I just gotta get company in it. What type of company? Like man them.
Honestly, where man live, the man them are very close in this, so I don't really feel lonely. If I went uni by myself, maybe I'd have a different point of view in it, but right now, like, I don't really feel it, to be honest, at all.
Nah, I feel like when you keep yourself busy, you know, you don't get lonely. Like, the whole of Christmas holidays, I was still in uni. I didn't feel lonely at all.
If anyone's, like, younger, you wanted to go to uni, like, not saying just go follow your friends and that, but think, and, like, going by yourself, like, just make
but
sure.
I feel like it depends where you're from though. Like if I feel like if I was from London or like around there, I don't think I'd have even gone because like
you wouldn't go at all.
And just going in is more Wahala for no reason, bro. Like,
Wahala.
Yeah, the cashless.
Facts. Talking about cashless, what's the dumbest thing that you men have spent? Because why are you already making noise?
Well, I think you already answered that.
What's the dumbest thing that, or what's taking most of you man's money?
Dixie's.
Just chips, just fast food stores,
chicken and chips,
just food, man.
Cause man don't really cook in it.
So like, I seen you cook, bro, where you put the ketchup and the mayo on everything. Yeah,
is that really cooking though?
That's ketchup and mayo on everything.
Let's not get it wrong. I can cook it. I'm easily the best chef out of man.
I'm hearing your things are mud, bro. You just make it look nice.
I've seen some questionable dishes from that man, then I can't lie. I don't want to say nothing.
Nah, but you can't judge a book by its cover, though.
Nah, that's true, though.
Am I gonna eat
bad looking food then?
Are you gonna have a conversation with a bad looking girl?
No.
Oh my! Why not?
Someone that you find bad looking, you won't
like ugly.
You won't talk to them.
You wouldn't have a conversation with
them. What are we even gonna talk about?
Who is your classmate?
We're gonna talk about where should he know? Where should he know where the bus station is or something?
No, that's someone.
Jeff, do you cook much, fam?
I try. I'm trying to say, I feel like trying is the most important thing. It's not working out for me.
I'm getting mad, I haven't died of starvation. You know the ones where you're trying to watch a movie while you eat, fam? I'm finishing the food on the intro.
I'll be real for me. It's just a frozen food thing, innit? I don't want to go into detail here, but it wasn't for frozen food.
You can't have frozen food all the time, though, but it's bad for the belly, fam.
Nah, not easy. I go gym.
But you need like...
Nah, man don't need air fryer, fam.
Air fryer is essential.
You know what my go-to is, fam? I'll put the chips in, take them out, cheese, barbecue sauce, fam.
And that's it? No protein, no nothing?
Why do I need protein, though?
No chips and barbecue sauce, that's it.
No, cheese.
No meat, no nothing.
And you gotta get the right barbecue. It's called like... Not the normal one, it's called like sticky or something. Trust me, man. I'm putting man on. There's a barbecue, it slaps.
Really?
What, Zima, what's your cooking saying, my bro?
Man's got to every week, innit?
Every week?
Every week.
Like, fresh, you do meal prep. Fresh,
I think he got a routine.
Fresh, you do meal prep.
Yeah, but Zima tried making rice and peas one time.
I made, last week I made, oxtail rice and peas.
So,
the week before I made, curry
The Indomie, I know you're coming with it. Indomie packs, fam.
50 pack right there.
Man. I don't even like Indomie.
I know you buy spam.
You don't like Indomie, guy.
Nah, man, get tin.
I have it if it's there, innit?
Yo, man, you tried, though. Tuna and tomato, man. I'm telling you.
What?
Are you not hearing the
tin? Tuna and tomato, which you get him, I'm telling you.
This is why you don't be sleeping like
that. This is why you don't be sleeping.
Yo, I'm trench, man.
Yeah, you don't sleep. That's why you got jaundice.
Yo, after that meal. After that meal, I know you're throwing a shit on the toilet. This is why I don't just give him more food, yeah. So imagine one time went Cosmos, yeah. Just on a quick food thing. If I write the picture, it's, I swear, if I'm lying, I'm flying.
You know, I've never been Cosmos, it's steady.
If you ever want to go to Cosmos for your birthday, it looks nice on the web, you go there. It's Chinese food and the rest is just vibes.
The Chinese food sounds steady though.
Yeah, but when you go back to sour,
bro. Everything's sweet and sour.
Yeah, the pizza's like a one by one, but it's this small, but you don't want to try that, bro. But back to this one. Man had a plate with banana sushi.
Banana?
It had some little dessert thing. Like, it was a whole lot of bullshit, fam. It didn't make sense.
What, so are you on the cooking thing? So I know you order food.
When we were rehearsing at yours,
I don't do that. You feel like man that are trying to make it in their own craft, they're prioritizing the complete wrong things.
Not for everyone, but some people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'd say even I was for a minute. Yeah. Though. Mm. Until early December, fam. I only just realized
it's this or nothing, isn't it? Like,
it's this or nothing, fam. I was so stuck in that partying and gal phase, fam.
But I feel like, that's a phase, like, bro, that not come to an end, but like,
I feel like
you need to be tunnel vision with
I
it.
I feel like this comes came to being
human, yeah, bro.
Now you got, that's why I'm saying that, like, you got to experience different shit, innit?
Yeah, see if you like it or not, man.
Yeah, literally.
And also with this like creative thing, yeah. If you're not good at taking losses, yeah, I promise, just don't bother.
Not even losses, like setbacks or like
so many setbacks. Like, let's say you release a song and it gets like, let's just say 400 streams, and you look at that and say, yeah, I'm not making music again, then like, you're not like built out for this in a sense. Cause you have to learn from them losses, like, okay, what do I do? Let me try like develop from that.
Even making clothes, man.
If you saw like five pieces of clothing, and then you're like, oh, F, like, I didn't even break even. Like, you got to think, what did I do promo wise? How can I like get better in it? If you just look at that and say, nah, F this, then I don't know what I'm going to do.
From that's why, like, bro, I don't even try to like look at the views thing. I just want the quality out there, innit?
Yeah,
because whether how long it's going to be, somebody will hear that shit, whether it's now, whether it's 10 years, you get me? Like, you just got to stay consistent, fam.
And I also feel like it's so important not to compare yourself to other people as well, innit?
Fuck, I'll be doing that shit, though.
Bro, you know, when, bro, with the TikTok, with everything, bro, like, you're checking, bro.
Media, I can't lie.
Literally, the whole socials thing, like, you're in a position, you're comparing yourself to someone that's in a completely, God's got a whole different plan for them, innit?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, let's say them man are doing, not better, but you know what I mean, innit?
Yeah.
Mm. And then you're thinking, bro, why them man like that? And like, it even makes you feel like dead about yourself, but low-key you're doing your thing, innit? But like, it might not be compared to, on a scale like them man are doing.
Yeah, you see with like how the internet is right now, people blow up bare, innit?
Yeah.
So when I'm seeing niggas like, but let's even say, like, rappers. I've seen rappers that are, like, 16, 18.
Blowing up.
And man are blown, fam. Yeah. Like, you see that. And obviously, yeah, you shouldn't compare yourself, but sometimes you can't help it. Yeah, you like, you'd be like, yo, bro,
like, how do you fuck my dude, bro?
Yeah, especially when the shit is not that like, good either. You like, yeah.
But that like, one will make you feel like
it's TikTok. Bro. You hear one viral song,
it's TikTok, bro. It's TikTok.
I'm on a flying, bro. Then you're thinking, what the hell am I like? Then you're gonna try to change your song. Like, I need to do this.
Yeah,
but these times, if you continue with that, you don't know. Like, the next song you make could be the one that takes you clear.